everyone. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Brandon. Today we have a one-day entertainment article. It is January 11th. And in the studio, I have with me Amanda. Welcome, Amanda.
Thank you.
You like watching movies, don't you?
Oh, I love to watch movies.
What's one of your favorite genres?
Oh, boy, that's kind of hard because I like so many. Depends what mood I'm in, you know? Sometimes a drama is great, sometimes
okay,
a comedy.
Okay, it's Friday night and it's raining outside. What kind of movie would you like to watch?
Comedy.
Okay, and we have Simon in the studio. Welcome, Simon.
Thank you. I'm also a big movie fan, so I'm excited to find out a little bit more about this movie.
What kind of movies do you like to watch in general?
Oh, all kinds of movies. But I think my answer to your Friday night question would be action.
Okay. Yeah. I like suspense movies or action as
those
well.
Those are good, too. Drama's good, too.
Those kind of movies, you're on the edge of your seat. You don't know what's going to happen next. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean horror and in the horror sense, not watching horror movies. Those aren't my favorite. But just adding a little suspense makes it interesting. This particular movie is, I don't think, very suspenseful, but good for families. We're talking about a movie called War Room, and our deck says a film that reminds us of life's challenges and how we can overcome them. So this could be possibly an encouraging movie for people to watch, Amanda.
Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting, though, the title, War Room. What does War Room mean?
That's a good question, Simon.
When I was growing up, whenever we used this word, War Room, we were talking about Winston Churchill and the Second World War. Mm-hmm. Winston Churchill was very famous for having a group of people who met in his war room. Mm-hmm. And basically it was a room or a group of rooms where they coordinated their efforts in fighting the war.
And today this might be used in some companies, for example, a place where they're planning something out. It's not so dramatic, but it still has that idea of planning something. But here we're talking about something quite different, maybe a different kind of planning, but it's really a place where you go to pray. So we'll find out about that later as we discuss more about this movie. If you have your magazine, please open it to page 20, and we'll have our first reading for today.
War Room. A film that reminds us of life's challenges and how we can overcome them. If you happen to see the new movie, War Room, leading man T.C. Stallings may look familiar. He played pro ball in NFL Europe, Canada, and the Arena League, and had a moment in the TV spotlight in 2004 when he won Animal Planet's King of the Jungle reality competition. In spite of all that, he never achieved his dream of playing in the NFL stateside. Stallings now thinks that the NFL was not what he was meant for. Instead, he says, the Lord had something else in mind, a ministry giving talks about his faith and, in recent years, acting.
All right, well, if you happen to see this movie, War Room, you will see a man. His name is T.C. Stallings, and he may look familiar, but only if you follow football, which maybe many of you don't follow that. Of course, this article comes from Akron, Ohio, the Akron Beacon Journal, so they are really writing to an American audience. But even if you're not familiar with football, we can give you a bit of an explanation here. First, we're talking about NFL Europe, Simon.
Well, I was going to say this is kind of, there's a lot of potential for confusion here because we're talking about American football, but American football that's not being played in America.
Yes.
So, for example, this guy was playing professional American football in Europe, where, of course, football doesn't mean American football. It means soccer. Right? He was also playing professional football in Canada, where he wasn't playing American football. He was playing Canadian football, which is more like American football than it is like soccer. And finally, he was playing in the Arena League.
all right, yes. Which is a different form
which
as
is
well.
Of indoor football. Yeah. That's right.
Oh, do you like any of
American
those?
Football.
Do you watch those in Canada when you're in Canada?
Yeah, Canadian football is very popular.
Okay, all right. So yeah. Anyway, he played football, and he played it professionally, but he never made it to the NFL in the United States, which was his dream.
Yeah, he did also have one other claim to fame before this movie, though. He was the winner of a reality competition on a reality TV show, and that show was called King of the Jungle, and it was on Animal Planet.
All right, and maybe some of you have seen that.
I watch Animal Planet. I know it's a very popular channel. Animal Planet is usually about animals, though, Brandon.
Yeah. But I guess people are in some of the shows, too.
Okay.
Maybe it was a reality TV show. Let's leave it at
exactly.
that.
Exactly. The point is, he was in the spotlight. He was in the TV spotlight. Amanda, what does that mean if you're in the spotlight?
Oh, in the spotlight. It's an idiom meaning that you're receiving a lot of public attention. So all eyes are on you.
All right, well, next we see, in spite of all of that, he had all of this fame, he was in the spotlight, he never achieved his dream of what, Simon?
Well, playing in the NFL, which, of course, stands for the National Football League, and that's the big professional American football league.
Okay, and it says stateside, of course, meaning in the United States, so his dream was to play in the NFL in the United States. He never achieved that. Let's talk about that phrase, in spite of, Amanda.
Right. In spite of means even though. So it's comparing the last paragraph where Stallings found success in the Pro Bowl and NFL and other places and winning this Animal Planet King of the Jungle reality competition. He never achieved his dream.
All right. And you'll see this phrase, in spite of. You know, we just talked about a list of things. So in spite of all of that, this next thing, you know, didn't happen in this case. So, or you could also use the word despite. Moving on, it says Stallings now thinks that the NFL was not what he was meant for. And sometimes we come to this conclusion in life. We've been chasing after something, and then one day you realize, oh, that's not my purpose. That's not what I'm supposed to do.
Right. I think of, in my own life, I thought, oh, I'll be a police officer forever. But there came a moment when I realized, nope, that is not all I was meant for.
All right. And so we can come to that conclusion, and that's okay. And we can go off into a different direction. Mm. Instead, he says the Lord had something else in mind. So he's talking about God had something else in mind. And he has this ministry. He's giving talks about his faith, and he's also been acting. And so Simon, he had one dream, but he's gone off into a different direction. Has that ever happened in your life when maybe you've wanted one thing, but you veered off into a different area?
I feel like you're targeting me again, Brandon. Brandon and I are good friends, listeners, and so he knows all about my life story. And Brandon knows that I have changed career paths about 150 times since finishing high school. So, yeah.
Were you confused, Simon?
I'm joking. I was just following my interests.
Yes.
Yeah. So I've worked in various jobs. I've worked as a laboratory technician. I've worked in industry and business and as a teacher and as a number of different kinds of teachers. And now, of course, I work here at Studio Classroom.
All right. So we can all change course at certain points of our lives.
Many times.
I've done that as well. All right. Well, that is just the beginning of our article. We learned a little about T.C. Stallings. Of course, there are other actors in the movie, so let's find out more about them and more about the plot in our next reading.
A bit about the plot. War Room features Stallings, 37, as Tony Jordan, a pharmaceutical salesman whose charm in business is matched by a harsh, domineering way at home. As Stallings described it, Jordan just does not understand that other people have feelings. That is tearing at his marriage to Elizabeth, Priscilla Shire. Things change when Elizabeth meets Miss Clara, K. Karen Abercrombie, an elderly woman who challenges Elizabeth's faith and introduces her to the idea of a war room devoted to prayer. Before the movie is over, Tony, too, will have a spiritual reawakening, though not without trouble along the way.
All right, we are talking about the plot now. War Room features Stallings. He's 37 years old. And his character's name is Tony Jordan, who is a pharmaceutical salesman. What is meant by pharmaceutical, Simon?
Well, pharmaceuticals are really a fancy word for medicines or drugs. And so the idea here is that this person, he's not going around house to house selling medicines to people. Instead, he's selling medicine in large quantities to places like hospitals or doctor's offices, things like that.
All right, and we learn about his character as well. And when he's at work, he's focused on that, and we have the word charm here, charm in business. So he's a good business person, but at home, he's quite different, right?
Right, it's matched or compared to a harsh, domineering way. Harsh meaning perhaps very blunt, and domineering means controlling.
All right, so he's very different at home than he is at work. As Stallings described it, Jordan just does not understand that other people have feelings. And so Stallings here, he's talking about his character Jordan in the movie and what he is like in the movie. He tends to be focused on himself. And it's affecting his marriage, right, Simon?
Yeah, that's right. They give us an interesting phrase here. They say it is tearing at his marriage. And when something is tearing, of course, it means ripping. And so the idea is that this personality he is bringing home from his work is causing a lot of stress in his marriage, and it's slowly damaging or destroying the marriage itself.
All right, and he's married to Elizabeth. Her actual name is Priscilla Schreier, and you see a picture of her on page 21 there, on the right hand, toward the bottom, and she's the lady all the way to the right. And she's there with Miss Clara, who is also in the movie. That's a character in the movie. Well, as we move on, things begin to change when what happens, Amanda?
When Elizabeth meets Miss Clara, and Miss Clara is played by a lady called Karen Abercrombie. And again, like you mentioned, she's in that picture as well, the older lady to the left.
Okay, so she meets Miss Clara. Elizabeth meets Miss Clara, and this lady, she actually challenges Elizabeth's faith and introduces her to this idea of the war room. All right, so we have the word faith here, and there are many words that are used in different religions that people in that particular religion may be used to, but other people may not. And in Christianity, we talk about faith a lot, and they do that in other religions as well. So, Simon, what is meant here by the idea that Elizabeth's faith was actually challenged?
Well, Christians believe that they have faith in God or faith in the things they believe. And what we mean by faith is really just belief. And so this idea of challenging someone's faith means you're encouraging them to think about what they believe and why they believe it and maybe change some of the things they believe.
Okay, and then this elderly lady, Miss Clara, introduces Elizabeth to this idea of a war room that is devoted to prayer. So basically, it's a place where you go to pray. But why are these two connected, war and prayer, Amanda?
Because Christians believe prayer helps to overcome the challenges that people face in their life. So that's where the war room strategy of using prayer to change the outcome of different challenges that happen.
Yeah, and Christians actually use a phrase. They talk about spiritual warfare. And when they say spiritual warfare, what they're talking about is basically good and evil fighting. And so the idea is that when you pray, you can have a positive influence on good in that conflict.
So basically there is a battle going on is what they believe, and that by praying, they can pray about certain things and God hears them and answers their prayers. So there's many different things that they could be praying about, and the war room is a specific area in the house where they would possibly pray.
Yeah, so this lady is basically, what she's suggesting is that rather than fighting with your husband about something, you should go to the war room, and instead of fighting, you know, physically or verbally, you go and you pray for a solution to these problems that are struggles or conflicts in your life.
All right, well, next we see before the movie is over, Tony too will have a spiritual reawakening. Now, that may be a phrase or a term that you're not familiar with. When we talk about spiritual, we are a lot of times talking about the spiritual side that we have. And in this case, in Christianity, talking about maybe your relationship with God. But what is meant by the term reawakening?
Well, it means to waken or rise up once again something that was awake before. Okay. Because you've got the prefix re in front. Yeah.
Sometimes in English, when we talk about becoming aware of something, we talk about it as though you are waking up to that thing or becoming awake to this new reality. And so if someone is awakening spiritually, the idea is they're becoming aware of what is happening spiritually in their lives. And when they're reawakening, it means they're kind of rediscovering that spiritual side of their lives.
So maybe for a while they weren't paying any attention to spiritual things or to God, and then all of a sudden something happens to help them to wake up to that again. And then we see here there was some trouble along the way. Of course, in life there are always troubles no matter what happens. In Tony's life, there were troubles as well. Well, let's find out what happens next in our last reading.
Stallings recognized Jordan's journey in his own. Jordan, he said, was completely focused on his business life, wanting to end up owning his company. He was locked in on that, and everything else got in the way. That's what I love about this movie, Stallings said. It isn't this big, happy, flowery life. You get to see the whole story of Tony Jordan. When he tries to get things right, he runs into some mountains, but he stuck it through and found the victory feeling of pushing through and getting to be the man that God designed him to be.
Okay, now we're hearing from T.C. Stallings, who plays Tony Jordan in the movie War Room. Stallings recognized Jordan's journey in his own, and so when he looked at the storyline here, he could relate to it, Amanda.
Right. I think there were parts of the story of Tony's life that T.C. Stallings thought, hey, that's, you know, either similar to mine or similar challenges, or there's something about it that he connects with.
All right. And so when we watch movies, there are certain things that we connect with, which probably helps us maybe to like the movie or maybe not like it if it's something we don't like about ourselves. But in this case, Stallings does connect with what is going on in Jordan's life. Jordan, he said, was completely focused on his business life, and he wanted to end up owning his company. And it's not bad to, you know, be focused on your business life, but it can consume you so much that you leave out other important things, right, Simon?
That's right. And that term end up specifically means in the end, the result is. And so he may work for a while, but sort of the end of the story is that he finds himself the owner of the company.
Mm-hmm. All right. And there are many reasons why people focus on their business life so much. They're trying to achieve certain things. But we have to take a step back sometimes, right, Amanda, and realize that there are more important things than work.
Right. There are other things happening in his life. This man has a family and a wife and a daughter. And so that actually also takes, you know, goals or working towards building the relationship between his wife and his daughter. Sometimes we spend a lot of time and energy on building our career, but it does actually take work and learning how to communicate also with your family members.
And sometimes it takes some sort of reawakening, whatever it is, to help us to kind of recalibrate and think about things in a different way and maybe make some changes in our lives. So he was locked in on this. He was so locked in on his job and focused in on that, and everything else got in the way. Mm-hmm. And maybe, listener, sometimes you feel like that, whether it's a job or it could be a hobby. Anything, if you're so locked in on it and other things start to get in the way, it causes some frustration.
Yeah, and a lot of tension. I think that's actually probably a pretty common thing. People have very full and busy lives, and we find that the things that maybe were our original motivation for getting involved in things like work, like maybe we only have the job because we want to provide for our families, but the job ends up sort of taking over and pushing our family into sort of a second priority or a second place, mm-hmm. and that can be a cause of a lot of tension.
All right. Well, Salling says that's what he loves about this movie. It isn't this big, happy, flowery life. Flowery life, Amanda?
Yeah, that's it's a word we use to describe something as being bright and colorful, and usually that means something that is successful or happy.
And I think he's saying, too, you know, it's not just life isn't easy all of the time. It's not just this happy journey that where nothing bad happens. And sometimes in movies, you can get that idea that, oh, you know, things are this way, but it's a movie. But in this case, they show the struggles because that's something that people can relate to, and that's real life. And here we get to see the whole story of Tony Jordan. And what happens when he tries to get things right, Simon?
Well, it says he runs into some mountains, which is really just a
fancy
way.
That would hurt if you ran into a mountain.
Really just a fancy way of saying that he found himself in difficulty or facing a lot of challenges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when we have mountains in life, it represents challenges or difficulties. But he stuck it through. He made it through. He didn't quit. He persevered, and he found the victory feeling of pushing through and getting to be the person who God designed him to be. And so basically, in a nutshell, we get the idea here that there were some problems in the family, and the main character here, Tony Jordan, faced a lot of struggles, but because of this idea of a war room and prayer, they were able to get through those struggles, and for them, they decided to give those to God, and God helped them to overcome. But I like this idea of becoming the person you were designed to be. What is meant by that word designed, Amanda?
The way something is made or created. So, for example, you know, we have a lot of smartphones nowadays. They were created or made to do certain things, to have certain functions.
Okay, and it goes back to the idea of purpose, that we were designed with a purpose. We were made for a purpose, and we need to find out kind of what that purpose is.
Yeah, it's a very important Christian belief, is that God has created each of us for a reason and with a plan. And so that's really reflected here in what they're saying. Becoming the person you are meant to be means becoming the person that you were designed to be in this plan.
All right. And so there's a lot of maybe different phrases or terminology here that some may not be familiar with, but we can learn new things. And here, basically, I think the idea is that everybody faces problems. Everybody faces struggles. How are we to deal with them? Some people look to prayer and to God to help them through those struggles. As we look at the sidebar there on page 21, it says success with faith-based movies. Faith-based, in this case, usually is talking about in the realm of Christianity, and so movies that have to do with Christianity. And here we learn about the makers of this movie as well as some other movies, Amanda.
Right. The makers of The War Room are the Kendrick brothers, who over the course of five films, and notably that is Courageous and Fireproof, have found considerable financial success through modestly budgeted faith-based movies.
All right, so they haven't spent a lot of money on these movies. I believe this one they spent more money. I think $3 million they spent on it. But actually, they've made quite a bit of money on this particular movie. I believe over $65 million they've made, according to one source. And so, even though they haven't spent a lot of money, they've done quite well, which is surprising, I believe, that it started out in a church. So it wasn't something that started out very professional, but has over time become more professional. And so that's quite remarkable when it comes to the standards of movies and making money and so forth. Well, if you'd like to find out more about this movie, you can go to the website. It's right there on page 21. WarRoomTheMovie.com, and you can also check out our website, StudioClassroom.com, to give us your thoughts about this topic or any of the other articles this month. Yes, Amanda.
What are the little squares on each of the pages, Brandon?
That's a great question. If you have your smartphone, please get it out right now and scan the QR codes. We have our Topic Talks videos that you can watch simply by scanning those, the introduction, insight, feature, and Get It Right. Amanda is the host of Get It Right, so be sure to check that out. And we are out of time, it looks like. So we hope you will join us again next time here on Advanced Studio Classroom. Until then, this is Brandon.
Amanda.
And Simon.
Saying goodbye.
Goodbye.